Is there anything you really do want to talk about?
Well, I didn't know I was coming here to this show.
Well, no.
They have a schedule laid out for me.
Uh-huh.
This is one of my many stops. I'm so tired, not because of nothing health-wise, but I've been working and working and working, getting in bed at 2 every morning, up at 6. I'm writing lectures. I've been running down for the past 8 years with no rest. And it's all coming down on me, but...
How do you...
I'd rather talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I tell you what, how do you react to beautiful young ladies? If you just turn round and look at a young friend of mine from upstairs named Liz, yeah, you want to come back and...
She's trouble.
She's trouble. Liz, send Liz in to me, baby. Send Liz in to me, because I think she ought to come and...
She will get you in trouble.
Not me. She wants to meet you.
The greatest men in history were destroyed by women. Samson had a power that nobody could conquer.
There you go. We're just going to prove this. Liz, sit right down beside Mohammed. Pull that chair up forward. Okay, good.
So excited.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what were you just saying?
The greatest men in all history have been destroyed by women.
Yeah.
Samson had a power no one could conquer. But Delilah, somebody called in Delilah, says, "Oh, Delilah, come over and meet Samson."
Yeah.
Oh, sit down beside him. Oh, scoot up beside him. And then Samson got weak.
That is
true.
And
then a guy named Mark Anthony met a lady named Cleopatra, turned Egypt once.
Yeah.
And he says, somebody says, "Oh, Cleopatra, come meet old Mark." And she took Mark out by the pyramids, and they did a little walking and hugging and jiving.
That is
right.
And
Mark left his country and did everything for Cleopatra. The great Joe Louis had women. And Sugar Ray, great divorces and myself.
Yeah.
And now I came into your show tonight trying to be nice, and you take this pretty lady and says, "Come on over here."
That's right.
Here's a little lady who's ordinary lady, not world known, not wealthy. I'm super, superstar, world king, and now I'm weak.
There you go. I knew it. I thought, put him in with
that's lovely.
I thought, put him in with a woman and he's finished.
I'm so excited.
I love your show, Amario Style.
That's nice. That's Liz. Okay. That was nice for you.
Yeah.
You're pretty smart.
She wants your autograph now. You see, she's going to do this on my show. Can you imagine? I get you on here.
What's the phone number?
This is the first time you ever.
What's the phone number, though?
I bet you've never done this before on radio. Here you go. Pen. Chap. Here you go.
This man's an agitator.
Yes, I am. I am.
This is a unique radio show. We've never had a show like this.
You've never done one like this before.
You must have a heck of an audience. You have a nice...
They're very kind, and they want to know about you. So I thought I'd show them, you see.
What if your boyfriend hears that you was on the show?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You
don't?
Not anymore, she doesn't.
You don't have a boyfriend?
Not at the moment.
You're
free.
You're free?
Mm.
Oh. You're not as dumb as you
know. Wow.
People say, "Are you married?" I said, "No, my wife is."
Oh, what a shame.
No, I was joking. Yeah. Tell you something.
Yes.
They told me that you all don't have a budget.
Yeah.
I came all the way here from L.A. Yeah. to do your show.
Yeah, that's right.
And the superstar, and he don't give me no money, so I wrote a poem about this show.
You didn't? Already?
I love your show, I admire your style, but your pay's so cheap, don't call me for a while.
Oh.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Can I ask you one straight question and two straight questions and have you answer me? And then all the gags you want afterwards. First of all, what was your father?
My father was English.
Really? No. What did he do?
No, he's a
what
sign painter.
A sign painter.
He's born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. He's now 68 years old. He is a commercial artist. And we were raised in Louisville, Kentucky. And I was born in the General Hospital, 1942, January 17th. Raised at 3302 Grand Street. Went to Virginia Avenue School. From there, I went to Duval Junior High School. From there, to Central High School.
I didn't ask you any of this, but you're doing very well. Let's carry on.
He met my mother in Louisville, Kentucky on 12th and Oak Street. And I can't tell you what else happened.
Like it. Okay. If you hadn't been a fighter, is there anything in the world you'd rather be?
International playboy.
But Well, that you are.
No, I'm joking.
Aren't you?
I started boxing when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, we know.
So
but I mean,
couldn't tell you. I had no other interest. So I think that
you've had a lot of other interests, really.
Not profession wise.
No, but it doesn't matter about profession.
Oh. I would like to be the world's greatest. Now my goal is the world's greatest evangelist.
Ah, good. Well, I hoped you might say that. Yeah.
Spiritual work.
Yes.
I've had everything the earth can offer, wealth-wise, pretty women, money, fame. Mm-hmm. Still not happy. A man's ultimate happiness winds up in knowledge of God and doing things that are spiritual. He really fulfilled the desires of the human soul.
But why don't you do that?
I'm working on that now.
How are you working on it?
Right here on your show.
Well, okay. Use it.
But I'm going to start my some type of program later where I'll start visiting churches of all faiths, denominations, speaking on various topics.
Mm, such as?
The purpose of life.
What is it?
Well, the sun has a purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
The moon has a purpose.
Right.
Horses have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Cows have a purpose. Chickens. Everything God made has a purpose. Now you, right here, you have a purpose. Do you know your life purpose?
No.
You don't know what your is. Just
no,
honest,
I don't know
sense.
What it is. I know what I like.
A wise man is he who knows his life purpose.
Mm.
10 men with the knowledge of the purpose are more powerful than 1,000 without the purpose.
That is.
So the moment you know your purpose, the switch is turned, the light is on. But before you knew your life purpose, not being conscious of the purpose, whatever you do, you remain discontented because the very secret of life is the desire to accomplish something. So therefore, most people never find the life purpose. I found mine when I was 12.